Oh, man. We almost bungled that completely.
That would have been gold. That would have been some new levels of bungling.
Would have been sad, sad times.
Yeah, I'm not doing this show twice ever again.
That was terrible that time.
It was a bad time.
That was a bad time. All right, now are we ready to go? Are you ready to go? Because I'm ready to go. Baby, baby. No one said yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, greetings, true believers, and welcome to the gross installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Little math joke for you there, kids. Figure that one out. The world's foremost listener podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest. Yeah. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. With me, KS70 Snoo, Sneaky Pete, Ray and Ian. How you going? I can't even talk tonight.
Sneaky Snoo, regular Snoo.
Good times. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is the week of June the 6th through the 13th, and summer's almost here. So close. You couldn't tell by the 40-degree weather outside. It's so close.
Yeah. All right. So you don't want to do metric, and you can't possibly comprehend Fahrenheit, so...
All right, your Deadpool dailies. Today was a Red Ragnarok. Thursday, Purple Kamala Khan. Friday is a Blue Quicksilver. Saturday's his Green Sister. Sunday's her Red Husband. Monday, Purple Strange. Tuesday, Purple Thanos. Wednesday, Blue Hawk Guy. There you go. Over your 5-day, 4-star Kadash!
Urch. Kabam.
Of the Titans. I've already forgotten, but I think the second was Lockjaw?
It is. I think it's happening currently.
Who'd Lockjaw fight?
Old what's his name? The on fire guy from the Fantastic Four.
Human Torch?
Yes! Yes, 3-star Human Torch was his foil.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, he beat me once. He just totally flamed me constant until I died.
Yeah, because if you don't...
Yeah, you can't let him get all that red.
Right, you gotta super deny red, and, you know, Lockjaw's another one of those... characters who has an ability that does nothing heads up.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it could, kind of depends on which of the blue powers you get to kick off.
Well, I was talking about yellow, but yes, you are also right. Like, is yellow does nothing heads up? Loyal Protector?
Yeah. Well, if you can get Johnny to fire off the thing where he puts tiles out, and then you use the Medusa power to switch them all to you, then you've got something.
Well, that's Royal Escort, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that blue?
Yes. Blue is a fine, effective power.
Right, but then you would have special tiles, so then the yellow would then do something.
Oh, okay.
In a weird sequence
of events. It was a long way
to
get there.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a long way to get there.
Okay, I understand now. I did not find any success in this. I looked at Lockjaw. He said, I am available at 110, and I said, I will
Ooh.
See you next crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have no luck with that.
Yeah.
I was able to pull it off on the third try, so yay.
All right.
But, you know, mine's champed, so at least I had a fighter's chance.
Coming up next on the 7th is, contrary to what I have written down, is Nico. Not Hiko.
Hiko Hinaru?
Nico versus, it sounds like a Kate, maybe. Someone who shoots boomerangs. And the 12th, I think we're back to Nova. It's the theory.
That is a strong theory.
What you got in Nico Land?
Let me check to see if that made it to the all-powerful Samurai infographic.
Looks like a 1-2-1.
Unsuccessful.
Ray and I have her both at 355. Mine's 282. Ray's is 284. So that should be a victory.
Yes. Yep. They're very, very sound for you guys. Looks like I have a better chance with Nova, though.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Storyland? No. Yeah, Storyland. Uh-huh. Deadpool Versus is running now. 8,000 will get you 3 Switch. 15,000 get you an Iron Spider. 32,000 for the CP. Top 50 folks get Lockjaw. And 51 to 400 is Colossus. So there you go, Ian. Just finishing the top 50 of Deadpool. you'll get another Lockjaw cover or two, and then there you go. Bob will be your uncle. The hunt is after that. 15,500 gets you three Colossus. 26,000, another Lockjaw. Look at that. 55,000 for the CP. Top 50 is Valkyrie. And 51 to 400 is Rocket and Groot.
So if anybody was, you know, still on the Craig is so negative, Craig's being very positive toward Ian's chances on winning with a one more cover for Nika.
Well, he could get two or three here.
Well, it's not so
finish
crazy.
Finish in top 50, you know, finish in top, what, 25, you'll get a couple covers, get another one from Progression in the hunt.
Well,
man,
it's
you'll
possible.
Be swimming in Lockjaws.
It's possible. If I can go back in time and start the event a day and a half ago, I will have a pretty good chance.
Let's see, Storyland?
Nope.
Nope. PvP land?
Yeah.
How about that? It's the Hay Season, Soul Season is now in full effect. In your Shield Simulator, you can get a Blue Strange, three Star-Lords, and if you finish it out, you get a Blonde Widow. So that would be nice. Right now, Weapon Tex-Mex is running. 800 for Purple Deadpool, 900 Purple Charles. 1200 for the CP, top 10 folks is Cloak and Dagger, and 11 to 50 is Psylocke. I'd like maybe some more Blonde Widows. That would be nice.
Sure.
So hopefully I can get that one done. I started it way too early. I think I've probably lost 1,000 points already in this season because I just keep getting beat down over and over and over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised. Last season, I didn't get attacked hardly at all. This season, I got up to like 400 points and they just started pounding on me. So I don't know what changed. I entered at the wrong time, I think, but
yeah.
Not going well. I'm going to wait till everybody all else right. finish, and then I'm going to do it on the last minute on the Sunday.
Yeah, that's the way to go. They're all angry about your needless challenge to Okoyo.
Should I talk about the biggest news of the week? Man, that Dazzler comic was good stuff this week. Dazzler X song was out today. Checked it out. Dazzler fighting for the rights of all mutants and inhumans everywhere. Man, I miss me some Dazzler. They had Colossus show up and re-invite her back to the X-Men. And it appears that she will be making her another appearance in X-Men. I think it's Astonishing X-Men 14 in August. So Dazzler will return in like 2 months. Yeah. Muy importante. All right, Ian, tell me about some pie.
Thanks. Let me tell you about a pie that is as confusing and elusive as its namesake, because in an attempt to tell you guys about something that Craig calls leprechaun pie, I have found no fewer than three different recipes for leprechaun pie. Let me tell you how leprechaun pie works. Take any pie you want, fill it with green food coloring, boom, leprechaun pie, according to the internet. Because leprechaun pie number one, I tells you, you got yourself a nice graham cracker crust, pack it into your springform pan, fill that with, a nice cream cheese base, squirt a bunch of limeade and some green food coloring in there. Boom, leprechaun pie. And then when I was like, that does not sound leprechaun pie-y at all, the next page told me, well, why don't you just make some pistachio pudding? Throw it in there. put some of those chocolate coins that you get for Hanukkah on top. Boom, leprechaun pie.
Again, I directed you to leprechaun pie recipe number four.
Nope, yours was the first one I talked about.
Nope, it clearly says leprechaun pie 4.
What? Nope, I followed your link to the first one. That's the one that told me that it's going to be a cream cheese base with some limeade concentrate, sweetened condensed milk, green food coloring.
Concentrate. You left that part out. That's very important.
Shave a little coconut on top, and you have a delicious alleged leprechaun pie.
It's made with pink lemonade. Pink lemonade pie, and instead made it green.
Right.
With limeade concentrate. I like limeade.
Right. And then I found the other page that I was referencing before that told me anything you want is a leprechaun pie. If it's a regular fruit pie, just cut some shamrock decorations, throw it on top. Boom. Leprechaun pie. Bailey's pudding pie. Boom. Leprechaun pie. Grasshopper pie. Boom. Leprechaun pie. If you're the devil and you put green food coloring in your key lime pie, boom. Leprechaun pie. So for today, despite Craig's recommendation, I'm going to go with the pistachio pudding pie because that sounds yummy.
That doesn't have limeade in it.
But no, it does not. And it's limeade concentrate. You don't want anything that's watered down if you are going to make the Craig version of leprechaun pie. But I'm going to recommend a bowl of instant pistachio pudding, some milk, those sweet chocolate coins on top, and then whipped cream. Please unwrap your chocolate coins before serving.
I'm going to go with the donkey teeth question, the Wednesday Addams of, does your leprechaun pie contain real leprechauns?
I would not risk incurring the wrath of vengeful leprechauns just to make a pie. And I would never choose pie as my reward for catching a leprechaun. It would always be gold. So to answer your question, no. No leprechauns were actually harmed in the making of this pie.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with those leprechauns. American gods tell me that they're pretty fierce.
I bet. I mean, even if it's the classic leprechaun that menaces Jennifer Aniston, I would not mess with him.
I've not seen that movie in a real long time.
I mean, even if it's a nice leprechaun that all he can do is adjust my luck for the worst, that's all I need. I don't want anything to do with that, so I'm going to stick with my pistachio pudding for now. But whatever you would like, this is our most versatile pie yet. Whatever you would like to call leprechaun pie is now officially open to you. It's a blank canvas out there. Just make sure to abuse the green food coloring. That, ladies and gentlemen, is leprechaun pie, brought to you, as always, by my personal hero, savior of the segment, this pie.
This pie. Thanks, this pie. I had no idea that that was Jennifer Aniston in that movie.
All right, let's move on to release notes.
Gotta start
Ian, are you
somewhere.
Sitting down?
Who? Me?
There's a clue.
Hold on.
We got a clue.
Oh, I missed those. I forgot that we've already made it through the Iron Spider. So yeah, okay, I'm fully seated.
All right.
My tray is in its upright position.
The clue is, always have a failsafe. My opinion being, you will never fail to be safe when Dazzler is there to save you.
That's a little bit of a stretch. I don't have any good guesses. I just now received the clue, and I'm not fast on my feet, but always have a failsafe. Oh no. Is there a hero or villain that's emergency brake themed? Or parachute themed? Is there a guy called Parachute Man in the Marvel Universe? Airbag Man?
I want that to be my superpower. Anything runs into me, airbag.
His name is Peter.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but that's exciting. I really missed the clues, and I'm going to have to mull that over as the show continues.
All right, you mull away. Other changes, Okoye's power Wakanda Forever now correctly adds extra damage to Daredevil's hand-to-hand, Medusa's entanglement, and Gamora's deadly strike. It no longer adds damage to powers that destroy tiles without dealing additional damage. And in iOS land, selecting the privacy policy now links you to the correct policy, and selecting links that take you to help topics take you to the correct help pages. That is all.
Sweet.
Number next. What do I have on here next? Oh, new support.
Your spidey sense tingling?
It was. Spider-Man, brand new support, came into Puzzle Quest. It's called Spider Sense. Rank 1, the supported character takes 8% less damage from enemy matches. Rank 2, the supported character's base green damage is increased by 132. Rank 3, at the start of battle, there's a 70% chance to gain 3 green AP. Rank 4, damage from enemy powers is reduced by 726. Rank 5, at the start of the turn, there is a 20% chance to create a strength 294 projectile. And if you equip this to Spider-Man Infinity War, new red, green, and blue tiles have a 15% chance of being web tiles on Spider-Man's turn.
Wow.
Because he didn't generate enough web tiles on his own. He needs an additional 15% chance of making more web tiles. That's a lot of web tiles.
It really is.
Holy smokes, Bullwinkle.
He's pretty effective. His quick reflexes are excellent at reducing damage.
Yeah, he's going to be up there with the invisible people as far as being hard to kill, I think.
There's going to be so many web tiles. All right, so that's now available in the support screen. New vault and store offerings are now available. Let me tell you more. Support Spider-Sense store has all the contents of the Supports comic store, plus Vibranium Ore, the Dora Milaje, Shuri's Lab, Kimoyo Beads, Ancestral Plane, the Royal Talon Falcon, and Spider-Sense. Spider-Sense is 4x odds. There are beginner, advanced, and master packs. The odds to get a rank 5 support in the Master Pack is 1 in 27. In the Spider Sense Vault, which runs today or yesterday through the 7th, 120 item vault, 1 Spider Sense Master Token, 5 Spider Sense Advanced, 9 Beginners, 1 random 4 star, 14 random 3 stars, and a mess of purple and red ISO in there. There's a Vulture Heroes for Hire offer available to all players. 4,800 hero points gets you 1,500 red ISO, 2 Spider Sense Advanced, 3 Spider Sense Beginner, and a Vulture Blue cover. And a Black Widow Heroes for Hire offer, 250 command points, get you 5,000 red ISO, a Spider Sense Master, a Spider Sense Advanced, and a Blonde Widow cover. So there you go. Buy some stuff.
Sweet.
Or not. You know, whatever.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit sweet. I get suckered in by those vaults every time.
And now some of the big news.
Ooh, big news, you say?
Kind of.
Okay.
There's been an update made to 4-star odds. The odds for 4-star characters will be adjusted. Latest 4-stars will be adjusted to match the odds for vintage 4-stars. However, the odds for vintage characters will significantly increase, and most stores will have higher odds requiring a 4-star character overall. Lots of words here. What it boils down to, in story mode and 3-star versus voices tournaments, vintage 4-stars odds is increased by 200%. Overall 4-star odds increased by 25%. In 4-star versus tournaments, all 4-star characters are added to packs. Same odds as story mode and 3-star versus tournaments. New release slash featured at higher odds than all 4-star characters. 1x odds for featured characters is approximately 10 times higher than other 4-stars. 10x odds for featured characters is approximately 20 times higher than other 4-stars. Overall 4-star odds increased by 100%. In heroic things, 1x odds, vintage 4-stars increased by 50%. 10x odds, vintage 4-star increased by 100%. And in legendary tokens, vintage 4-star characters increased by 50%. And overall 4-star odds are remaining the same. So the theory is you should be getting more 4-stars.
The TLDR is.
Yeah, that's the short version. So there you go. Yeah. I like 4-stars.
There you go, Ian. Your chance to catch up.
Oh, to round out some of my vintage characters?
Yeah, exactly.
They can go back in the vault and will not be missed. They've all been dramatically eclipsed by the newer characters, power-wise. And I've caught them at one cover. So technically, I could have them all. But yeah, there'll be some that I've never gotten to play that it'll be nice to play.
Yeah, and when they're boosted, they're all, you know, maybe not all, but most of them.
Mostly, yes. Most of the time when they're boosted, they're the way to go.
Yeah. Alpha said, I didn't understand any of that. Could you explain it so that I understand? More 4-stars.
4-stars. There you go. Yeah. And moving on to local news. Hey, shout out to Swordfish Data. He gave me a copy of Tabletop Simulator. Thanks.
Is that how you got on there?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw you on the other day, but we didn't believe it.
Yeah, I got on. I downloaded the jihad stuff and the first couple of expansions, and I couldn't figure out how to use Tabletop Simulator at all, so I just got sad and closed it.
It's a rough first start. Maybe we'll have to.
So somebody needs to teach me how to play games, and because you know it gave me a deck of cards, and I'm like, well, now what? You know,
right.
So I've got a deck of cards in front of me on a table.
Yeah, no, don't do that. You just find someone who already knows how to use it, and they'll go. So, like, make a time in the future when you and I and Hacksaw want to play Harry Potter deck building game. Is he the one who has the top secret codes to play that? I bet he knows how to use Tabletop Simulator.
Okay.
I think that's the way to go there.
Yeah, I want to try it out. Super excited about it. Let's see, what other local news here? We just, Alpha Team sending us that something's going to happen at the old Denny's.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's usable space.
Apparently, Chipotle and Sleep Number Mattress will be the new tenants of that building.
Okay, acceptable.
Like, is this an additional Chipotle?
Yeah, sounds like.
What if now it won't affect you directly, but what if I'm hungry for Chipotle and my only option is to go downtown? Ugh, gross. There are kids down there.
Well, not right now.
No, but I don't want to only eat Chipotle over summer break. What if I want it during regular fall classes? I can go to Denny's now and get some delicious Chipotle.
Okay, there you go. This is as long as you get your can of Chipotle away.
In other news,
Ooh.
Craig, what are you doing Thursday, Craig?
Like tomorrow?
Yes. Around 8 p.m.
I was going to go see Han Solo.
You were going to sit down and watch the premiere of Marvel's all-new show, Cloak and Dagger, on Freeform.
I am going to definitely set the DVR to record the first episode of Cloak and Dagger. It will only be mostly terrible.
I haven't seen any Marvel Freeform programming yet, so I don't know what to think about it.
Yeah, I don't expect it to be good, because like most things that appear on Freeform, they get a little sketch. But right. I'm going to check it out.
Freeform is not an internet channel. To the best of my knowledge, Freeform used to be ABC Family.
Yeah.
And then they rebranded it as Freeform, and it's available in one of your upper networks.
I'm glad you brought it up. I had no idea that it was this Thursday, so I'll have to set it to record after we're done here.
Cool.
Yeah, it did used to be the channel that showed you Harry Potter every weekend for Harry Potter weekend.
It did.
And then they lost the rights to broadcast Harry Potter.
Correct. Now HBO owns Harry Potter, I think. I mean, Sony still owns him, but...
But it was nice to just randomly flip it through channels every weekend and be like, oh, Harry Potter.
Never left Craig's television.
Yeah, quite often.
So there's a whole bunch of other local news from Pontiac.
Oh?
Oh, my.
Bagel Crust has a third location opening soon.
I didn't know it had a first two.
I didn't know it had
two.
Yeah,
what's a Bagel Crust besides a place that sells bagels?
Nothing.
Do they? Or do they sell something fancy like they just shave the crust off the bagel and give it to you in some sort of?
No, I think it's just a bagel place.
Okay. That'd be sweet if they like hollowed them out and filled them with something. I'd be like, I'm into that.
Apparently, Hello Bistro, which is Eaton Park's hospitality group, is opening the former location of the diner. So, there's that.
Oh, okay.
You would think they would reopen the old location of, you know, Eaton Park.
Yeah, but no. The speed reduction is supposed to be for cyclists on Atherton Street. That went into effect this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I need, less speed on Atherton Street.
He says that his state college friend has accused him of looking like Dave Staub, the manager of Zeno's. So he started following him on Instagram and Zeno's Instagram, and he's just soaking up local news like a sponge now.
That's fantastic, because I didn't have an appropriate mental image of Pontiac, but now I can just picture Dave Staub.
There you go.
And be like, oh, that's what he looks like. Okay. If I ever see Dave Staub and... Florida, I'll be like, I bet that's Pontiac.
He also says that the Apple Tree is closing up shop. Will continue to have an online store, so College Avenue is losing several storefronts.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Not has the Apple Tree! Where will I get my Bob Marley things? Posters and lava lamps?
No one has ever bought anything in that store, ever.
College kids like, buy lava lamps all the time.
I have lived here since 1993. I have never seen anyone come out of that store carrying merchandise. Think of what it look like. People walk in and walk around and then leave. No one has ever bought anything there.
I have to say, I agree with you. I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's like, you know, Uncle Eli's. I've never seen anyone actually buy anything there. People walk in, they walk around, and then they leave.
Didn't that go out of business like 12 years ago?
No, it's still on Beaver Avenue.
Oh, snap. All right. What do I know? Speaking of stuff I don't know, I heard there was a Capital Donuts in State College. Is that true, Pontiac's friend? Because I know these two guys don't know.
We got a Duck Donuts.
I don't think that's what I'm looking for. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. Is that a bake-your-own-donut situation?
Yeah, you go in, they make a donut, you tell them what you want on it.
Yeah, where's that? How do I get that in my face?
It is in the Fraser Street Garage Plaza. Do you remember where Mr. Tux was?
Yep.
Go to Mr. Tux. Okay. You'll get a donut now.
Thanks.
I hear the breakfast donut of the maple glaze with the bacon and stuff is tremendous.
Mm. Yeah, they're pretty good. Where am I? I'm lost. I'm too far into the news. Let's go to
topic
three.
On?
Yeah.
Okay. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, being Logan.
That was a really boring title. I expect more.
Yeah, really. Of all the title options, that one really left me flat.
All right, and exciting news. Guess who's not going to be dead in the Marvel Universe much longer?
I don't know who's dead currently.
Jane Foster?
So,
Logan? Logan.
He died?
Yes, he's been dead for quite some time.
No.
Yes?
That doesn't seem... how long's quite some time?
A couple years.
No way. That seems very unlikely. I believe you because you read comics, but I feel like they would not suspend a money-making machine like Logan for that long.
Well, they... I mean, you got Old Man Meatbag. He's still around.
Okay.
And you've got X-23 and all of her sister clones. You know, they're still around.
Let me tell you about this struggling mediocrity of a two-star real quick, who I just don't know why I don't love him, but I don't. He's green-red and... That's the end of me. I'm sorry. Green, red, and yellow. Is green, how many? Puts out 3 strike tiles and does 760 damage. His red tries pretty well to do 4,200 damage, which is pretty good for a 2-star. So it costs 12, which is its only downside, but it does, its output is pretty good as far as damage goes. And his yellow is his healing passive. He recovers 819 points of health if he is below 50% health and his team makes a yellow match.
See, that's the one part that bugs me. The fact you have to make a match for healing drives me crazy.
I hear
you. He's
Wolverine.
It should just be automagic. Just heal.
Yeah, but he's just only a 2-star. If he were a 3-star Wolverine, he might heal on his own.
They should all heal on their own. They're Wolverine.
When Wolverine was just starting out, he still had healing. That was what he had. That was like his one thing.
Well, that's his only ability. Yeah. That's his mutant ability. So,
well, and the claws.
Oh, right. I feel like the healing was before the bone spurs, but I guess they probably manifested around the same time.
Bone spurs.
Hey, that got retconned that the bones, you know, were there.
Wait, what happened?
Well, originally the claws were part of the adamantium infusion process.
Right.
And then they retconned that and said, no, because then he had all the adamantium taken out of him. But he still had the claws and were now made out of bone. They're like, oh, no, he always had the claws. Always. Just always. Just go with it. So,
right on. Well, that last healing is a hassle to activate and it's passive. So let's call him 553 and see if we can't move on from that outrageous claim. This is Wolverine, the Astonishing X-Men version. It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
It's like the slowest moving episode of all time.
It is. It was being Logan. That's like...
No, I meant of this show.
Oh!
Not just of Xandar.
Well, we started late and it set a lazy tone. Now we're stuck in a quagmire, but hopefully we'll recover here.
Quagmire!
Ray's going to bring us...
Quagmire! Giggity-giggity-goo!
Ray's going to bring us out of it with... listener comments.
Yeah, that seems likely.
Hit me with some comments.
I've got the usual for you. Thanks, Billy.
Brought to you by Lumpy. So, there were listener comments. I tried to narrow them down quite a bit. Shard Attack, mover and shaker over on the D3 forum said, how many days until Jeff Dugan, heyo, son, has a better roster than Ian's?
Oh,
I don't know how long has he been playing.
About 2 weeks now.
A couple weeks.
I will. I don't know. Are we going to set a line and go over under or?
What you played?
Say,
you played solid for what, a year? You played
ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I tried really hard for like harder than. I mean, now I'm just phoning it in. But yeah, it was a pretty active player for at least a year. I'm going to say. He can overtake me in 11 months.
Hmm. I was going to go with 8, and the reason why is because it's so much easier to get stuff now than it was when we started.
It is, and now that they've given you more access to the vintage 4-stars,
right?
I can see it being less than that, but I'm going to stick with 11 months.
There you go. Next, Jeff Cascadian, the critical contributor. Also on D3 Forum. He said that Mohawk being boosted is the wrong week to use Stormfinite. The Mohawk-Hawk Kamala Khan combo?
That's true, because Hawk does need to tank.
Right, Hawk needs to be your strongest so that he takes the damage. It's a good point to bring up.
Hawk is the strongest Avenger.
How about some support talk, he says. Why, what did you receive this week? What's your favorite support, and how are your highest supports, your highest level supports, and your highest rarity?
I don't think mine has ever changed. I still got those initial few, and I haven't gotten any more ever since.
Really?
I think I still have 12. I think the last time we talked, that's how many I had.
Right.
And I've never leveled any of them, so they're all, you know.
What are you doing with that red ISO?
Nothing. I've got 38,000 red ISO.
You bet you could use that to increase some of them.
I suppose I could. It's just I look at them and I'm like, they don't really get me anything, so I just don't bother.
You know what would make them better? If you leveled boosted them with red ISO.
That level of apathy is amazing.
I was going to say, even I took the time to boost them. Now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't, you know, shake off the fact that I looked at them. I said, which one of you have a sixth ability to attach to a predetermined character? That's who you're going with? Next. So there's no strategy in mind other than level them up with red ISO, stick them on whoever gets a bonus, and move on. I like the... what's that big gun that you stick on Coulson?
The destroyer?
Is that what it's called?
There's a destroyer gun, yeah.
Yep, that's it. That's my favorite one.
Oh, so if he dies, it does a little bit of damage.
Yep.
I don't have that one, so.
That's one of the ones I got.
My favorite is Wong. I like Wong.
Yeah, I don't have him. I hear he's great, though.
I have him up to level 101. I have 3 stars, so I've got 3 powers, and... yeah, I use Doctor Strange all the time in PvE, so
right.
Wong is my favorite.
That's what she's been saying for years.
He loves the Wong.
I still only have 1 3-star support, so, and it's just the quad blaster guns.
Mm.
So they don't do much. And I never use Star-Lord, so.
Right.
I think I put those on Gamora or something. I put them on somebody, not Star-Lord. Because, yeah, I don't use Star-Lord, so.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Parandiak also said, the Boba Fett movie is in the works and is to be written directed by the director of Logan.
That could be good. Logan was excellent.
Do you think Disney could do a R-rated Star Wars movie? Probably not.
No.
That would be the way to do it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No chance.
He also said, Iron Spider. I'd rather just have a 4-star Juggernaut or 5-star Cable, but whatever.
Yep, less spider peoples.
I thought you might agree with that. A lot of people wouldn't agree with that, but I knew you would.
Yeah, love me some Juggernaut.
Don't you want to have all these people in place in time for the Spider-Man Spider-Verse movie that's coming out?
I do not.
Oh, well, I assumed if you ran a franchise-themed...
Juggernaut was just in a movie.
Was he?
You know, yes?
Didn't you see that movie?
I didn't see any movies. If it wasn't Solo... Where you physically saw me in the theater with you?
Right.
Assume I have not seen that movie.
Okay.
Mm. Okay, never mind. Juggernaut was not in a movie.
Cool.
Spoilers.
Hey, D-Wing Illinois said, I'm trying to remember, is that Ray's first bleep? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I had to bleep myself this last week.
Ooh.
What did you say?
It was something before quote-unquote recording. It was before the show, which won't be a problem this week since we forgot to hit record.
Yeah, there was no pre-show, nothing. No witty repartee this week.
And I don't remember. After editing, I purge all that, so. He also said, I am 100% not sure how I feel about Iron Spider. I don't know how you could be 100% not sure, but anyway. He says that he's sure that when Spider-Gwen and Miles get all grown up, he's going to be over the moon about him. So he also cited that webs used to dissolve in an hour, and then Doc Ock and the Superior Spider-Man improved the formula, so they're a bit sturdier now.
Well, I thought the whole point of they were supposed to go away in an hour on purpose so that, you know, he didn't leave town littered with spider webs.
Right. Yes.
Right, but who knows how long, you know, police response time is to burglar hanging upside down in a net of webbing. If they had some other emergency and it takes them longer to get there than an hour, and the guy just gets away?
No way, this is New York City's finest. They can get there within an hour.
Okay, I'm just saying.
So he gave a link to a comic meme. It looks like it's just a clip from a comic, although I have no idea what comic it is. And Spider-Man shows up and he's wearing pants. Like, he's in the Spider-Man outfit, but then with a pair of pants over top. And he explains that Doc Ock changed the formula for his webbing, and he didn't know that it lasted a lot longer, and now his pants are stuck to his butt, and it's been over an hour, and I really have to pee. Anyway.
All right, then.
I don't know where that came from, but I found it amusing. Spider-Man in pants. It's almost as bad as Bagman. And he also said there's a new rule to the drinking game. If Ian giggles at the mention of shard attack, drink. FAHQ 1977 said that Infinity Spidey is fun. He could be the easiest crash of the Titans you will ever have. His webs keep him pretty much invulnerable. He said he ran the shield training with nary an injury or use of a health pack. As long as he's making matches, he's on the Howard or Professor X annoying tier of 4 stars. So when he's paired, he needs to be paired with someone who doesn't prioritize blue, green, or red, so that Miles seems to be an obvious partner. He said that he was going to run him in the simulator with Miles and Gambit and see what that plays like. So,
sure.
Good deal. Sounds like Spider-Man is a, with the web tiles everywhere. If only we had a Venom to pair him with. But in any case, that is what Willie brought us. Thanks, Lumpy.
Small mailbag.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Comment more, people. More comments.
We were going long anyway.
This week we'll let it slide.
All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up.
Hit me, Ian.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you
about... This is your part.
I know. I was like, what? Let me tell you who's boosted this week after thanking Mystify.
Mystify.
And then, not to be overlooked, the always popular UNC Samurai, without whom I would have to do my own work. And I wouldn't have sweet infographics. That's Terry Crews really...
I know, I just love the Terry Crews.
Let's talk about 3 stars real quick. The 3-star Dream Warrior.
Sorry. What? I'm also amused by the LeBron James graphic up in the corner. Because, man, that was sad times the other night.
Basketball.
Yep. I know who he is. I didn't know something happened.
Yeah, it got to the end of the game. The Cavs had a chance to win. His teammate forgot the score.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about.
And ran the clock out instead of trying to win.
Right, and then they got wrecked in overtime. And it was quite literally the greatest game he's ever played in his life.
Yeah, it was a finals game where, you know, he scored over 50 points. Like, he was carrying the entire team by himself. And then his teammates just completely hosed it for him and told him to suck it, we can't win.
Yeah.
And he was super sad, and I felt bad for him.
That's some quality empathy on your part.
Hey, for as much as I dislike watching basketball,
yeah,
I hear you. That was
genuine. So 3 stars again, if you are living in an Ian style world. The Dream Warrior 3-star style is boosted.
He's solid.
Yeah. He's about as okay as they come. Two thirds of the Holy Trinity, Iron Fist and Scarlet Witch are
that's where you're making your money this week.
Yeah. They really
get out your Luke Cage and go to town.
Yep, you know what to do with them. If you've ever listened to this show,
click, boom, baby, click, click, boom.
Little blue that makes purple, purple that makes black, black that makes stuns, and stuns that make destruction. The fastest way to kill people. But no, they're all very good. Magneto, another excellent 3-star, kind of does a lot of board shake, good amount of damage, makes his own projectiles. Boy, everybody's pretty okay this week, because then there's Rocket and Groot. I never got on board for Rocket and Groot, but Craig used to be a big fan of those guys. So
yeah, I played a lot of Rocket Groot because they're healing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
Yellow is strong. He got a good bunch of 3-stars this week.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
So smooth, yeah, boy. Smooth sailing if I want to play some PvE.
Cab's here.
Let me tell you about these here 4-stars, though. At least the ones that I'm aware of and that I can tell you things about. Iceman. I got him champed. He's pretty good. His green AoE is awesome. His blue stun / damage is awesome. That
he
last
just needs
ability.
New art.
What's that?
He just needs new art.
The version of Iceman which they chose was a little bit fruity, but
ugh.
He looks like Powder from the movie Powder. He just sees it's a bum out, but he's good. He's really good, and he's got another ability that he makes his own blue.
Yeah,
does that sound right, or does he make his own green?
No, purple makes blue.
Okay, awesome. Another.
Remember, he's cold as ice. He's willing to sacrifice his red for blue. There was a whole song, Ian. You need to go back and listen to the old episodes where he covered Iceman.
There was a song to go with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's cold as ice. He's willing to sacrifice his red.
Is that Bowie?
For blue. Yeah, it's totally Bowie.
another fella that I'm both fond of and familiar with is good old Hulkbuster.
Now, a smart fella, would have a weapon hidden under there. And if he did, I'd have to pin his head to the panel. That's my snake. I found it, and I'm going to eat it.
I don't know what got you on that, but I laugh at it every time.
He said fella, and every time I hear fella, that's what I hear in my head.
A smart fella.
Now a fella. A smart fella.
So anyway, Hulkbuster, he's got a black that makes red and a reg that punches a hole in the enemy. His blue also puts out some shields and gives you some accidental red.
He used to be the super puncher.
His red nuke, it was super potent. When he's boosted, it's amazing. Out of control. Miles, I feel like I've always struggled to have this guy covered. I hear he pairs well with the new Spider-Man.
he really would.
He can go invisible. I remember that. That's how you win the crash.
That's true.
Let's see what else
Surprise!
He does. Oh, he's got a damage attack with some stun attached. And, yep, his yellow makes a lot of extra web tiles to fuel all the spidey goodness that you need web tiles for. Uh-oh. Now we're getting into some murky waters.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's just Carnage.
Carnage.
Yeah, everybody likes Carnage. He seems to be really good. He's another one that I've always struggled to get covered. And I don't remember what they changed when they reworked him. They reworked him and then unworked him.
Right, they broke him.
Right.
And then put him back.
Right. So he's totally fixed. He's still good.
I just remember when Carnage, you know, first became a thing, I was like, this character sucks. I will never use him.
Right, because his red hurt
And then Medusa came along and I went, Carnage, you are my best friend.
Right, and there's lots of people that can manipulate that now. And he's gotten significantly more potent. So yeah, he's doing red AoE that hurts everybody except for himself.
It doesn't hurt your team at all if you have more than 10 red.
Oh.
Yeah, you can activate it at 7, but if you wait till 10, you're golden.
I did not know that. That's
He's strong. You just never use his green because that's no good.
What's it? Does it?
It blows up tiles on the board, which is the last thing I want when I'm using Carnage, is to get rid of special tiles on the board.
Right, because his black is throwing out attack tiles for everybody.
Yeah,
yeah. There's just a mess of tiles on the board. Oh, that's good times. So there you go. You got a boosted Carnage. That'll be a lot of extra damage going around. And now, the reason that I was unable to complete my Deadpool daily the other day. Turns out I don't have any Blonde Widows, and I don't remember what she does. So I'm going to trust that UNC Samurai is a much more avid player of this game than I am, and I'm going to tell you about what's going on with 4-star Black Widow, who has eluded my roster for the moment. She's got a damaging stun with her black. Oh, and she's got some passives roped in with this as well, so that'll be so she'll be doing more damage with her stun. Invisibility tiles?
Yeah, that's the French power.
Oh, right! That's the enfilade defilade. Yes, yeah. We got a long description about that and what they meant. It had something to do with flanking attacks.
Yes,
that was very that was a good read. Now I'm back on board. I remember this character. And that she heals people, too. When she does, she passes them some secret information and they get healthier. She's going to be boosted. I don't know how to run her or what to pair her with. Try 5-3-5 if you would like to do it a good way, because Enfilade and Defilade does too many different things, and that's confusing. So best to just skip over that power, give it a 3, and focus on the other two. So that's Infinity War, Black Widow, Carnage, Iceman, Hulkbuster, and Miles Morales, all boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later?
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Mystify.
Mystify.
And Samurai.
Let's hit the vine.
Let's see. I got bullseye, 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 Thor, 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 and a Howard the Duck.
What's going on with bullseye? Is he 2 or 3 star?
A 2 star bullseye.
Oh, okay. I thought something had gotten.
I have black. I have like 5 black.
Right.
Here that I, you know, can't do a lot with.
Yeah, you can. If you get 5 criticals out, he can do some extra damage.
Well, yeah, but right now I have him at 2, 5, 2, so.
Right. I hear you. I'm suffering. You know, that happens with the rebuilding of 2 stars. I feel like my cap is in the same situation. I think I have him at 5, 2, 5. Ray?
Sorry, I was completely, apparently I completely zoned out and missed the one comment from Jordan from Jersey. He said we should change the name. Instead of dying on the vine now, we could change it to languishing on the vine because they don't actually die anymore. Anyway, we got to the vine and I'm like, wait a minute, there was a comment about that. Anyway.
Yeah, we can't do that. We already have dying on the vine trademarked.
Yeah, that's true. So do you remember what I had on the vine last week?
No.
Okay, neither do I. But I got rid of them all. My vine is completely empty now.
Wow.
So, and I don't think any of them sold because I never got a pop-up message. So I think I've been doing great.
Yeah, I have since the, it's, it's been ridiculous since they made that change that I was so excited about. I have caught all my people dying on the vine moments before they died. I would like be playing and I'd be like, oh, I only have like an hour left to sell this cover. And I would sell it. And I'd be like, come on, Ian, use the thing that they put in there. Instead, my vine is also suspiciously tidy. Not to mention, it's up and running. Thanks, Grinch Mick gives good advice. You weren't as disregarded as you expected. I have 1 2-star Captain America because my cap is stuck at a 5-2-5. So I'm hopefully going to snag this last one sometime before the 13 days in which this expires. And that is all I have on my vine.
All right, well, let's try and put something else in the vine. Let's open some tokens. Okay.
Well, let's thank this vine first.
This vine.
Hero of the segment, this vine.
You want to thank the OG?
Yeah, for
right
sure.
Now? Well, go ahead.
Oh, hey, let's do some opening of the tokens brought to you today and always by this guy.
This guy.
Oh, this guy.
I'm going to stroke that spear that she's holding there.
Skeet!
Oh, it's a 5-star.
Yes.
Man, whoever goes first.
Oh, and it's even her. Okoye, Warrior General.
A 5-star?
Piercing throw.
I thought she was a 4-star character.
Nope.
Whoa.
Man, I don't think I have her.
Are you sure? I was confident she was a 4-star character.
I'm going to hit the recruit button and spend 1,000 hero points. Now, if I look at the all thing, all the characters are lit up again. Yay, back to having all the things.
Wow, 5-star and a roster filler.
I am stoked about that. That was prime stuff.
I was going to try to steal your spear stroking technique, but I'm sure I'm already cursed for not recognizing the appropriate rarity level of this character. So
you got to stroke it from left to right. Left to right. Left to right.
Sorry, Samurai's graphic is killing me.
Oh, snap. It's a Valkyrie.
Oh, good character.
Yeah. I don't know if that's new for me. It is new for me. That's my first Valkyrie.
Second aestheticist. Stroke it to the east and stroke it to the west.
Stupid Billy Squire.
Stroke it.
All right. Red Valkyrie. That's all I got for today.
All right. I have 2 of these. I don't actually know how, but good for me. So I don't know. I don't care. We'll do the spear thing. Hey, look, it worked. I got a 5-star.
Oh, man.
See, Ian is not a stroke.
I got a man without a country, Captain America. I believe that puts him at a 020. I'm pretty sure that's the only cover that I have for him. No bonus. But okay, I'm going to do the second one. Let's do the same thing because that seemed... No, I only got a 4-star this time. It is a 4-star Kate Bishop. Unexpected and yet... All
right. Right. Well, the chance of getting her just went up.
So that gets her to a level 285. And yeah, man without a country, I got 2 of those, and that's it. He's not very useful yet. Speaking of him not being very useful, the first day of the Deadpool versus...
Oh, man, that note was brutal.
him being a required character,
brutal,
going up against Power Man and Iron Fist and Mockingbird.
Yeah. Yeah, brutal.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I had to play that one so many times before I could beat it, like, twice. It's brutal.
And then there was the other node. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was the Spider-Man required node. So you had to, I have the undercovered new Spider-Man, and you had to go up against Kamala Khan, Star-Lord, and Vision. And Vision's always like, I feel light, I feel heavy, I feel light, I feel heavy. Yep. Kamala Khan's healing all the time. And then...
Just when you're about ready
to get Kamala Khan gone, Star-Lord's like, oh, you fired a power. All of Vision's powers are cheaper. He gets to do them every time now.
Yep. Oh, look, all that healing. You're like,
oh, man. But anyway, I just wanted to complain about that a little bit.
All right. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Dishing out the 5-star tokens like nobody's business.
Well, it's somebody's business. All right, Ian, tell me what's on the podcast network nowadays.
Oh, yes. The soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It is a collection of podcasts to fill your ear holes with lots of podcasting needs. Our website, puzzlewarriors3.com, has a lot of direct links, or you can find all our archives at you can find them there, but you can find all of the soon-to-be-named network shows archived at soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
End of line. All right, anything else for the good of the order? Go once, go twice, sold three times.
Okay. Too late.
Do you have something?
No. I was using that as an excuse, but...
Oh, okay. Thank you for joining in to this episode. God knows you'll never want to hear it a second time. PuzzleWarriors3.com, as Ian said, is our webpage.
Yeah, once this gets cleaned up in post, it's going to be top 10 best episodes of all time.
It'll be amazeballs.
Yeah.
Comment suggestions, please send them to us. You know how, our webpage... D3 forums, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, all those things, the Facebooks, the Twitters, those things. We have those things. If you want to throw us a bone, go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy some stuff for Father's Day, and then Ian can have some stuff for Father's Day. That'd be nice. Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3, buy your dad some swag. He needs some swag. Tell your kids to buy you some swag from the Puzzle Warriors 3 webpage. I think that's all we got. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, T-Boz still has a partner. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, friends.
Never question Bruce Dickinson.
Cold-plated diapers. See, I was going to guess Left Eye Pie.
It can't. Left Eye Dead.
That's why she can be used for pie.
I'm stopping recording now.